fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness, have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. We're heading for Silver Creek. Hail, Silver! Away!
Terror rode through the night in Silver Creek. No one knew where robbery and death would strike next. First, it was the express office.
That is for him. Grab the route and travel.
I've got it. No one coming yet.
All right, then, hightail. I'll be outside. Get up, man.
Come on, get up. Get up there.
They got away, all right. Poor critter here, he never had a chance.
This one is for the sheriff to solve.
He'd better solve it, doggone son, or we'll get a new sheriff.
That's right.
A few nights later, the outlaw struck at the bank.
Hey, boss, someone's coming this way.
Get him, Abbott. We don't. That does it. Now, I tell
you. Come on, get up.
Finally, they attacked the United States mail.
Here's the mail, boys. Go get it.
These robberies have to be stopped.
If the sheriff don't hang someone for this mail robbery, then we've got to get the governor to send in the Texas Rangers. That's all there is to it.
That's the ticket, the Texas Rangers. They'll clean up Silver Creek.
After the last of a series of robberies, four men brought their horses to a halt before an old shack in the woods. They entered the building, which was thick with dust and cobwebs.
This place will do fine, boys. There's a sort of attic up above where we can leave a lot of evidence for the law. Now move around and make it look as if the place had been used for some time by a crook in hiding.
There's only one thing, boss.
What's that?
You've got evidence enough to pin all our crimes on someone, but who are you going
to
pin them on?
Yeah, that's the point. We've got to have a prisoner to hang. Sheriff don't make an arrest and hang the crook real soon. You know, folks are going to insist that a Texas Ranger be brought in.
There'll be a prisoner and a hanging. Don't you worry about that.
Good.
And as soon as someone's punished, then everyone will figure the murders and robberies are solved.
Well, who's to hang, boss?
A redskin.
A redskin?
What redskin? You speak as if you had someone in mind.
No one in particular.
What Indian you talking about?
Anyone. First one we can find.
Boss, why do you specify an Indian?
It'll be easier to make folks convict a redskin. They won't be near the investigation.
Ashfield.
What's the trouble, Badger?
We're not alone in this place.
No.
Someone in the loft up above. Look, see those straws sticking down through the cracks?
Yeah.
They've been moving some.
So. I don't know who you are up there, but I'm calling on you to come down. If you don't, we'll come up after you.
He's going across the floor.
You heard me. I don't hear you moving towards the stairs. Are you sure trying to hide?
He's gone out the window. He stole the horse.
Get away.
After him.
Tonto was approaching the town of Silver Creek on his paint horse Scout. He was going on a special mission to the Lone Ranger and hoped to gather information upon which the masked rider might base future plans. But as he came within view of the cluster of low buildings, he saw a large horse coming at reckless speed.
Horse got home, fella. That fella ride too fast, Scout. Horse not keep pace for long. That young fella in saddle. Him only boy.
Hey, you, redskin! Turn back and saddle fast!
What matter you?
Whoa, boy!
No time to answer questions. They're after you. They're going to hang the first engine they see. They're coming right now, chasing me. Ride out and travel fast.
Who chase you?
I don't know. Crooks. That's all I know. They're crooks. They're going to frame someone for a lot of crimes. Now, I've warned you. Get up there, boy. Get up.
Maybe this what Lone Ranger want to know about. Me go on. Find more facts. Get him up, Scout.
Tonto went but a few yards toward town when hard-riding men rounded a bend and saw him.
Oh, make a move, Redskin!
They've got you covered!
Get a rope on it, bud! Steve, take his guns. I'll attend to the things.
Yeah, we'll chase the thieving maverick to steal Lenny's horse. Hey, Mansfield, hold on. This here ain't Lenny's horse.
I see it isn't. Where'd you switch horses? I want to talk up. Where's the horse you stole from my partner?
Me not take... me not talk.
You started to deny it, eh? Started to deny that you stole the horse. I suppose you deny that you robbed the bank, and you deny that you held up the express office. That won't do you any doggone good.
Me get off horse for a minute, huh?
Hey.
Me show you.
All right, dismount then, if you got something to show us.
You'll see plenty in a minute.
Watch you boys. Don't let them reach for a hidden knife or something.
All right. We won't.
Now you watch. Go get him, Scout!
Stop that horse! Just get away! Stop him!
Get out of the way so I can shoot!
Go get him, Scout!
You shut up!
Shoot him! Shoot the critter!
Yeah, missed it. The doggone paint horse got away. Should we go after
him? Never mind. What's the matter with the redskin?
I hit him with my gun barrel when he yelled.
Get up, you.
Me get up.
What's the idea of slapping your horse to run away?
Me not talk.
The chances are that he really is a crook. Likely had a couple of saddlebags filled with loot.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Mansfield, I figure he wanted to keep us from finding evidence against him.
Don't matter. We'll have plenty of evidence against him. Evidence that'll tie him into quite a number of unsolved crimes around Silver Creek. Make sure he don't have any weapons, Badger, and then get him roped good and tight.
Hey, leave that to me. Where are we taking him?
To the shack. You boys wait for me there. I'll bring the lawman.
All right. Get moving, Injun. You'll have to go on foot.
A short time later, Tonto found himself facing the sheriff and the deputy, while those who had captured him brought evidence from the attic of the shack.
There's the money bag, Sheriff. I guess you know they came from the express office. The redskin hid the money, but there's the bags.
Yeah, I see them.
Lots of other things, too. Here, for example, is a lot of mail. Most of the letters have been opened up. I guess he stole all the money that was in the mail, but he left the mail bags and the envelopes upstairs in his hideout.
Well, it sure looks like you've captured the man we want, man.
Well, I didn't do it single-handed. Badger here was a big help, so were the other boys.
Too bad we couldn't get the stolen cash back, too.
You got some of it?
Yeah, but not much.
I guess he hid most of what he stole.
Well, what have you got to say, Redskin? Me not talk. Do you admit stealing the money from the express office?
No.
What about the mail robbery? You did that, didn't you?
No.
You couldn't expect him to admit it, Sheriff.
Oh, I reckon not.
There's more evidence, too, Sheriff. There's the gun he stole from the mail guard before he shot him.
Yeah, Zeke's gun?
Yeah, with Zeke's name on it.
Well, the law sure owes you men a lot of thanks. There'll be some rewards, too. Thanks, Mansfield, for tracking the redskin here.
Well, that's all right. He was glad to do it.
Take him to town, boys. Lock him up for trial. All right.
Thank you.
That evening, everyone in the cafe discussed the capture of the Indian and the evidence that was piled up against him. Mansfield and Badger were looked up to as heroes for their part in the affair, and they welcomed the chance to tell what they had done.
I guess you must be a stranger in these parts. You'd have known what a menace that murdering redskin was.
I just got into Silver Creek at sunset.
Well, let me bid you welcome to town. My name is Mansfield.
You're the one who located the hideout of the gang of crooks, aren't you?
Yep, only there wasn't a gang. There was only one man, redskin.
Are you sure he's the crook?
Well, there's evidence enough to hang him. Plenty of evidence.
What'd he do?
What'd he do? Plenty. He robbed the express office, stick up a bank, killed three men.
Is the stolen cash recovered?
Well, not much of it. There's a little folding money in his hideout, but no hard cash.
And what was the evidence against him?
Well, now, let me see. There were some bags that held cash. Stolen mail. Oh, yes. There was a gun on one of the poor critters he murdered. There's the sheriff now. I reckon you could ask him anything you want to know, stranger. Hi there, Sheriff.
Oh, howdy, Mansfield. Hi there, stranger.
Howdy, Sheriff. Mr. Mansfield was telling about your prisoner.
Oh, the redskin?
Yes.
He'll hang, won't he, Sheriff?
I don't know what can save him. There's sure a lot of evidence piled up.
He had his escape all planned out. He stole the horse of one of my friends. Rode it to where his own was hidden and switched.
I see. Did your friend get his horse back?
Well, not yet, but I reckon he'll turn up sooner or later. It's roaming the open range somewhere.
What about the saddlebags of the Indian's horse? Did you look for the loot?
Well, Mansfield tells me that the paint the engine rode got away.
Got away?
Yep, clean away. Redskin yelled at it and it lit out like it'd been shot from a bow.
Seems to me that should prove that the loot was in the saddlebags.
Doggone, Mansfield, we hadn't thought of that. But I bet it's the case.
Maybe so.
That's why the redskin was so anxious for the horse to get away. He had the stolen money in the saddlebags.
I'd like to see the prisoner.
I don't know about that. Just who are you anyway, mister?
I'm a friend of Sheriff Durkin over in Washoe County.
No, is that so?
You can ask him.
Well, a friend of Durkin is a friend of mine.
Maybe the crook that's been working around here is the same one Durkin had trouble with.
And you want to take a look at the prisoner, huh?
Yes.
Well, come along, then. Could you tell if he's the one that worked in Durkin's County?
Oh, yes.
Coming with us, Mansfield?
Yes, well, wait here, Badger.
You must be a sort of special deputy, is that it?
I guess you could call it that.
Jail's over yonder. It's a good one, too. No one will ever bust out of that jail.
Are you sure these crimes were done by one man?
I reckon so.
Well, yes, mister.
It seems to me if he'd done all you claim he has, he'd have been a mighty busy man.
We're satisfied he's the only one, every sheriff.
Well, I reckon so. Here's the lockup. Stand aside, guard. We're going in there and let the gent from Washoe have a look at the prisoner.
Is he your only prisoner?
Yeah, but we don't use the jail much.
Step right in.
There's the critter. He's over there in the corner. I'll strike a light and get the candle going so you can see him better.
Well, never mind, Sheriff. It was dark the last time I talked to him. It might be easier to tell if he's the same one, if the conditions are the same. I'll talk to him alone.
Mansfield, that hombre knows what he's doing. Did you ever hear such a slick talker?
Maybe he does, maybe he don't. But don't forget that me and Badger are the ones that ran your prisoner down.
Is that the one, mister?
I haven't finished talking to him yet. Mansfield, take a look outside, will you? See if those horses are being ridden or led here.
Yeah, I'll take a look.
You can't see from here. It's a mighty dark night.
Sounds like two or three horses. Did Mansfield go outside to look?
Yep.
Keep your hands where they are.
Hey, what's this?
Don't make a noise.
Hey, just who are you?
You'll understand later on, Sheriff. Believe me when I tell you that. They're opening, Tonto.
Let me fix him.
Don't resist, Sheriff. This Indian's not the crook. He's going out of here with me.
Hey, Sheriff, that's a paint. Sheriff, it's a paint horse. It belongs to the...
Please, it's him.
What was that? What's going on, Sheriff?
Well, look out, guard.
That's the guard, Tonto.
Let me
get him.
I'll take care of the Sheriff. Here, Silver. Come on, Silver.
Hey, guard, have they got you, too?
Let go, me. Dad ran it all. Let go. What's the idea?
Here's the horses. Here they are. They're ready for you.
That will hold you, Sheriff. Come on, Tonto.
Me tack on.
Good work, Kemosabe. Now hit the saddle. Stay with us, Jack. Come on now.
Get him up, Scout. Get up.
Come on, Silver.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. The Lone Ranger held Silver back so Jack, the boy who had tried to warn Tonto, could keep up with him. The town was several miles away. All pursuit had been shaken off. And the Lone Ranger came to a halt in a well-hidden camp.
Oh, Silver! Oh, my boy!
Gee, this is something I never dreamed would happen.
What's that, Jack?
That I'd ride alongside the Lone Ranger and Tonto. Golly, the stories I've heard about you.
We owe you a lot, Jack.
Oh, shucks, that's all right.
I tell Tonto, get away from town.
Now, how did you happen to follow the paint horse?
Well, as soon as I heard the sounds of a row, I turned back. I saw Tonto fighting with Mansfield and the others. Then I heard him tell Scout to get going, so I rode after him. I'd already heard of you and of Tonto and the paint called Scout.
Now, you're going to stick with us for a while, Jack, until we get proof against those crooks.
Gee, I'd sure like to stick with you for keeps. Golly, mister, I was scared that I wouldn't do what you wanted or that I'd fetch Scout and Silver to the jail too soon or something.
Jack, are you sure you've told me all you know about Mansfield?
Why, I told you all I could remember.
He's the leader of that wolf pack?
Oh, yes, sir. And he's afraid the sheriff will send for a Texas Ranger to find the crooks. That's why he wanted to frame someone.
Now, how will we prove him crook?
I don't know yet, Tonto.
All evidence already found. All evidence used against Tonto.
No, you're wrong, Kemosabe. The most important evidence hasn't been found yet.
What that?
The stolen cash. That's the evidence that's going to hang Mansfield and his gang.
Well, how can you find the stolen cash?
Mansfield knows where it is.
Yeah, sure.
And some of his men will know.
Hey, maybe Badger will know.
Well, one of them is going to show us that cash.
Later the same night, Badger sat in Mansfield's home, comparing notes and discussing events.
Where do you think we stand, Mansfield?
Yeah, I'm not worried. Only thing that riles me is my jaw still hurts from that crack the Redskin gave me.
You bet it does.
I'd like to square things with him. But if he never shows up around here again, it'll be all right as far as I'm concerned.
You don't think folks will insist that the sheriff call in the Texas Ranger now?
I figure there's less chance than ever.
How's that?
With the engine in jail, there was a lot of folks that wondered why I couldn't be made to tell where the cash was, you see.
Mm-hmm.
That paint horse was still at large. There was some that said he had to have a helper to do all he did. All these loose ends are cleared up. No more loose ends at all. There's proof the Redskin had a helper. Or maybe the other critter was his boss, you see.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Well, he's gone. The paint is turned up and gone. If the Texas Rangers are brought in, they'll trail the Redskin.
Yeah. There's only one thing, Mansfield.
What's that?
Did you hear about the stranger calling his horse Silver?
No.
Oh. That's so you'd been knocked out.
What a butt cut on the horse, Silver.
Well, that's what he did. And I've heard of a man that has a horse named Silver. He's the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger wears a mask and a mighty trim-looking outfit. The stranger wasn't anything like that.
Maybe not. But what if he was the Lone Ranger? What if it was his friend we tried to frame?
We didn't try. We did a doggone good job of succeeding. What if it is a Lone Ranger's friend? What of it? If he shows his face around here again, he'll hang. And there's no two ways about that. I'll go on home and let me get some sleep. It's been a long day.
You're not worried, then?
Not a bit.
All right, then. Reckon there's no need for me to worry. Good night, Mansfield. Good
night, bless you. Why should I worry yet? Is it? Sure, I heard some move in the other room. Sounded like you in the bedroom.
Mansfield.
What hurt?
I've covered the window with a blanket. Light the candle.
Who are you?
Get the light going. You'll know who I am.
I know now. That voice. You're the one that helped that Redskin. I'll light it. What's this?
I put that silver bullet by the candle so you'd see it.
Silver bullet?
Badger had something to say about me.
You've got nerve coming here. What do you want? How did you get in? You won't get away with it, mister. This is housebreaking.
Save your breath.
Law will get you for this.
I've put some clothes on that bed. Put them on.
Clothes on the bed?
Yes. Indian clothes. Buckskin.
What are those for?
Mansfield, I know something others don't know. You're one of the gang.
What gang? What are you talking about? See here, if you are the Lone Ranger, you're on the set of Law and Order.
That isn't your side, Mansfield.
Of course it is. Where'd you get the idea that
you tried to frame Tonto?
I thought he was the guilty one. Found all that evidence.
Don't lie.
Well, I knew someone ran from that shack, and when I caught up to him, it seemed as if it was the Indian. It's, well, it was a mistake.
There was.
Oh, and I sure am sorry. If you'd said who you were in the first place...
You made the mistake, Mansfield.
Well, I...
You made the mistake when you thought you could get away with crimes. You made another mistake when you got everyone ready to shoot the Indian on sight.
Huh? Shoot him on sight?
Yes, I...
What's that?
Gunfire.
What they shooting at? What's going on? Who came in?
Come on, we'll see. Hello.
You come here. You hear shots? Posse plenty anxious to get Crook. Shoot at Tonto.
He'll be coming here, then.
Which way, Tonto?
Shots fired in front. Tell her plenty fire back. Me show me got gun.
Oh, hold on.
Me show now.
Tonto, stop shooting.
Hold on, wait. Stop that. Kept him instead of my eyes.
Why not? Who made the law think Tonto was a crook?
But I didn't.
Tonto, we can get out the back way and make a run for it. Unless we give them Mansfield. Yes, that's the ticket. Those clothes, Mansfield, in the bedroom. Get into them.
Indian's clothes. What for? Why?
For the same reason I told you a few minutes ago. The law will take a few shots at you.
No, wait.
You get him from bedroom.
Well, it's Tonto or you.
Now, listen to me. You can go up by the rear. I'll hold the law here as long as I can. I swear I will.
Here, Indian clothes.
Put them on Mansfield.
Tonto, do it.
No, wait.
I'll help you. And we'll shove him out the front door. By that time, the posse will be creeping
in.
They'll
shoot me.
Of course they will. There goes the window.
You hold arms up. Me put jacket.
No, it's weather up. You can't do this.
What about the way you framed Tonto? If you hadn't done that, Mansfield, you wouldn't be fired at by the law. Well, they look you over after they shoot. We'll get away from the rear.
Let me talk.
Oh, wait.
Let me have a chance, will you?
I have an idea, Mansfield. Maybe we will give you a chance.
You can't murder me. That's what you're doing. The Lone Ranger doesn't kill.
If you're shot, it'll be because of your own work. But I will give you a chance, Mansfield.
Yes.
Otto, look out the window. See if you can see the lawman.
Let me take a look.
Mansfield, if you tell us where you hid the stolen money, we'll try to get away by going out the back. Then we can get the money and return it.
Lawman, still good distance. Keep up along the ground.
Well, how about it, Mansfield?
I'll tell you. Yeah, sure, I'll tell you. Listen to me. It's right near that shanty. You dig into the ground at the northeast corner of the shack where the evidence was found. You find all the stolen cash there.
You're not telling the truth. You'll regret it.
Sure, it's the truth.
If you lie, you may be sure I'll come back to square things.
Oh, it's the truth. You go and find that. I'll be here if you don't find the cash. You can always come back.
Come on then, Tonto. The rear door.
After the Lone Ranger and Tonto left, Mansfield hurriedly took off the buckskin clothing they had forced him to wear. Making sure the masked man and his Indian companion had ridden away, he went to the door and called for the sheriff.
Sheriff, come here. Come here on the run.
Where are you coming, Mansfield? Where's that redskin? Come on, boys.
They nearly killed me. They sneaked out the rear, but I can tell you where to find them, Sheriff.
The Indian and his friend?
Yeah, they think they got away. They don't know I overheard them. Go to that shack where we found the Indian.
The old shack in the woods?
Yeah, but hurry. You can catch them there.
You hear that, boys? Come on. We'll have the crooks in jail by sunup.
Mansfield watched while the lawmen were swallowed by the darkness. Then he left his home on the run, dashed down the street, and hammered on the door of another house.
Fletcher, let me in.
Mansfield, what's the matter?
Don't ask questions. Come on. Get a team hitched to your rig. Throw some shovels on board and come on. We're leaving here.
Leaving?
Leaving the town. Leaving the country. We've got to.
I don't savvy.
I'll talk while we work. We've got to hitch up fast.
Cinch up there now. We'll be ready, Mansfield.
None too soon to suit me. The Lone Ranger might outwit the law.
And then what?
He'll be back to get me. Badger, he knows. I tell you, he knows.
You're going to take the cash and clear out?
Yeah. Right, get to the wagon.
Well, what about the rest of the gang?
Can't be bothered with them.
Well, they might squeeze.
Let them. By the time the truth comes out, we'll be a long ways from here.
Get along. I didn't want to leave this town. I just...
Thank the Lone Ranger for that.
You said there was nothing to worry about.
How did I know the Lone Ranger would come back to town? But the sheriff will locate the redskin and start shooting. All right, get going.
Get up there. Get along.
Badger and Mansfield rode for miles, the light rig bouncing over uneven ground. The darkness softened to gray dawn when the pair of crooks, intent on double-crossing their own gang,
reined to a halt at a large tree near a running stream.
Oh, there, boys. Oh, there.
This will do. Get the ground start digging.
Yeah. This is the time we can wish we put that case nearby where it'd be handy.
Dig. I know we'd have to dig it up so soon. I'd have saved the folding money as well as the hard cash.
Yeah. Take a shovel and lend a hand here. This case is yours as well.
I am. We've got to make time. As soon as it gets a little lighter, I can find our trail.
Yeah, maybe they won't bother. Maybe the Lone Ranger and the engine were shot and killed, and that'll settle the whole thing.
I'm not waiting to find out.
I struck the box.
Oh, good. Come on. We'll have her in a jiffy. Grab a hold. We'll lift her out.
Yeah,
no. That's it. I'll throw it on the wagon. Now we can travel. It's east first, all the way east, and they'll never find it.
All right, Sheriff.
What the?
Sheriff, what is this?
There's the stolen cash, Sheriff, and the men who stole it. Mansfield, looks like we've got your flat.
Oh, wait, that masked man, that engine.
They led us to you, Mansfield. Take the guns, boys.
Not mine. I'll go down fighting. I'll show you, you head.
Now you try it, Mansfield.
Don't you be.
My hands.
Mansfield, we never went near the shack. You see, the sheriff was working with Toto and me. We waited until you left and watched you head for Badger's place. We've been with you all the time.
You framed me.
We figured that you'd show your hand if you were stirred up enough. Now, Sheriff, you want us for prisoners?
Want you? You're doggone right I want you. I want you and that redskin for lawmen or for folks to settle in town. We all want you for citizens or friends or deputies, but not as prisoners.
Then we'll be free to ride back toward Washoe County?
If you're a mind to. Say, when you see the sheriff there, will you tell him you're a friend of mine?
Yes. Thank you, Sheriff. Ready, fellow?
Uh-huh. Me ready.
Come on, Silver. Come on. Come on. Come on, Silver. Hooray!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.